If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Today's episode is, it's the same. They're all the same. Today is January 31st in the U.S. It is the Grammy Awards, supposedly. Not sure how that's going to happen. I don't usually watch those. But yay for Grammy Awards. It is also National Hot Chocolate Day in the U.S. Definitely got to have some hot chocolate today. In India, this is a good one, World Leprosy Eradication Day. So they got rid of leprosy, and it's the World Day, so maybe the whole world should be celebrating this. In the Netherlands, it is Queen Beatrix's birthday, and in Bolivia, it is the Tupiza New Year, Indigenous New Year. Ah, that's cool. So that's when the indigenous people would celebrate the New Year, because it doesn't really matter when. You just have to pick a day, and that's the new year for that group of people. So yes, happy new year. Okay, the first word is Cappelletti, C-A-P-P-E-L-L-E-T-T-I. Cappelletti, noun from 1945. Okay, this is pasta in the form of little peaked hats filled with a savory mixture. Have I ever had Cappelletti? I think I'm going to need to. What can be in these hats? How little are they? Can you put them on a Lego character? I don't know. It's hat pasta. Okay, this is Italian. Obviously, it is the plural of cappelletto, which is the diminutive of cappello, which means hat. So it's little hats. And Latin cappa, head covering, more at cap. Okay, good for that. Next is capper, noun from 1587. Number one, one that caps, as 1A, a device that fits caps on bottles. 1B, synonyms are finale, climax, and clincher. It is the capper. Number two, a lure or decoy, especially in an illicit or questionable activity. And a synonym is shill, S-H-I-L-L. Next is capping, noun from the 14th century, something that caps. Next is cappuccino, noun from 1893. Espresso coffee topped with frothed hot milk or cream and often flavored with cinnamon. Or just whatever flavoring you want. You could put whatever you want in there. This is an Italian word, and it literally means capuchin with a capital C. And this is from the likeness of its color to that of a capuchin's habitat. It says habit. I assume that's the capuchin monkey that they're talking about. And so is it the likeness of its color to that of the capuchin's face or its habitat? I'm not entirely sure, but it's something related to capuchin monkeys. And, I think that's pretty funny because I had no clue that that's where it came from. Okay. Next we have caprese. Yeah, I think it's caprese or caprese. C-A-P-R-E-S-E, noun from 1978, a salad consisting of slices of mozzarella and tomatoes, basil, and olive oil, or Italian dressing. This is Italian, and it is short for insalata caprese, which literally is salad in the manner of Capri. Where is Capri a location in Italy? I should look it up. It probably is. So that's how they make salads in Capri. Caprese, I had some thought there. If you want a caprese salad, you're just gonna get some mozzarella and tomatoes and basil and olive oil or Italian dressing. That's a caprese salad. Caprese. They say caprese, though. I should say caprese. Okay, next we have capric. Capric acid. Yes, capric acid. Noun from 1830. A fatty acid, C10H20O2, found in fats and oils and used in flavors and perfumes. So this is from the Latin caper, which means goat. We learned that a while ago. It's from its odor. So this capric acid has a fun odor that maybe it smells like a goat. There's more at the word capriol. Next we have capriccio. Capriccio, C-A-P-R-I-C-C-I-O. Noun from 1665. Number one, synonyms are fancy and whimsy. Capriccio. Number two, synonyms are caper and prank. Thought it said frank, but no, prank. That makes more sense. Three, an instrumental piece in free form, usually lively in tempo and brilliant in style. A capriccio. It's very fun and whimsical. Next we have caprice. C-A-P-R-I-C-E. It looks like cap rice. Cap rice. But it's caprice. Noun from 1667. 1A. A sudden, impulsive, and seemingly unmotivated notion or action. 1B. A sudden, usually unpredictable condition, change, or series of changes, as in the caprices of the weather. Am I saying that right? Caprices of the weather. I think so. Number two, a disposition to do things impulsively. Number three, we have the number three definition for the word capriccio, which is what we just read, which is the freeform music, tempo and brilliant in style. There is some synonym information. Caprice, whim, vagary, and crotchet. Is that crotchet or crochet? I don't know. Those mean an irrational or unpredictable area or idea or desire. Caprice stresses lack of apparent motivation and suggests willfulness, as in, by sheer caprice, she quit her job. Good for her. Whim, W-H-I-M, implies a fantastic, capricious turn of mind or inclination, as in, an odd antique that was bought on a whim. Vagary stresses the erratic, irresponsible character of the notion or desire, as in, he had been prone to strange vagaries. Crotchet, which I think is what it is in this case, implies an eccentric opinion or preference, as in, a serious scientist equally known for his bizarre crotchets. I think crotchety, that's a word that I'm more used to. I'm assuming that that's similar to what this context is. Anyway, this is a French word from the Italian, capriccio, which means caprice or shudder, like I shudder at the thing, S-H-U-D-D-E-R, perhaps from capo, which means head, from the Latin caput, which means head, plus riccio, which means hedgehog, from the Latin ericius, and there's more at the word head and urchin. Wow, lots of stuff that doesn't seem related. Next we have capricious. This is an adjective from 1601, governed or characterized by caprice. Synonyms are impulsive and unpredictable. And then a synonym, another one, is inconstant. Capriciously is an adverb, and capriciousness is a noun. Next we have Capricorn, with a capital C. Noun from the 14th century. 1. A southern zodiacal constellation between Sagittarius and Aquarius. 2A. Oh, actually, Capricorn. That is, I think we just passed. Yes, we are currently in the Aquarius zodiac signs, but I think Capricorn was like a week and a half ago, give or take. Something like that. So we just missed it. We just missed Capricorn being within the Capricorn zodiac sign time. Let's see. From caper, which means goat, plus cornu, which means horn. So it's a goat with horns, Capricorn. Next is our last word, caprification. Caprification. Noun from 1601. artificial pollination of figs that usually bear only pistillate flowers by hanging male flowering branches of the caprifig in the trees to facilitate pollen transfer by a fig wasp. Wow, okay. This is from caprificare, which means to pollinate by caprification. Okay. And yeah, this fig wasp, I actually just heard about this recently, that there's some sort of wasp that I think they put their eggs in a fig or something, and then the young wasp, I don't know, I'll have to learn more about it, but there was something about figs or wasps in figs and something like that. Yeah, that was a fun time. Okay, our words were cappelletti, capper, capping, cappuccino, caprese, capric acid, capriccio, caprice, capricious, capricorn, and caprification. What do I want to pick? I think, let's see, what do I like? I don't really know. I'm not, let's just pick cappelletti. It's hat pasta. That's a good one as the word of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.